7 richest countries in the world. Now them have a little meeting, and them a plan to keep and oppress the poor. So them have a little meeting, but when them thing goes another way. Oh, when them thing goes another way. Because of capitalist greed, revolution seems to be the only play. It may be an old-fashioned way of thinking, but I believe in the people and reasons. Cause when them beat and tingle the people way, one day them dead and them not dead yet.
Greetings, greetings again, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. I am the ambassador for and the servant of and to the Rastafari movement. This is for the recording date of June the 30th, 2013. What we want to do now, I want to try my best to cover 3 Sunday school lessons and see the Sunday school lessons as giving us an overview, a picture of the solutions that we must undertake in the society today, in the earth today. We as poor and working class masses of people, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, the solutions are in the scripture. The solutions are in the Bible. The solutions are in the Quran. The solutions are in the Tao writings. The solutions are in the I Ching, Bhagavad Gita. The solutions are in the universe, creation, and the solutions are within you. Now, this Sunday school lesson that we want to hit first, for the date of June the 23rd, the glorious new creation, taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 65, 17 through 21, and then skipping to verse 23 to 25. The glorious new creation. When we understand the scripture properly, we understand that we were created and given birth by the Most High to do the bidding of the Most High. And this creation is absolutely glorious in its original reality. But the wicked system has made various aspects of the creation into that which is ugly. And you and me originally created after the reality of creation. You and I are in our original, you and me, in our original pre-incarnate reality, having relationship with the Most High, Yahweh, Yahovah, the principles of existence and life. We promised the Most High that we would come into the earth realm. And if the Most High would prepare for us a body, that we would stand up for the principles of life, truth, justice, and righteousness. So the intent of the Most High is to give birth to us. The intent of life and existence, giving birth to life and existence, that we, after giving our physical bodies, physical structures, our temple, that we would live in this temple that is our physical bodies and physical structures. And in our temple, we would stand for the principles of Yahweh Yahovah, life and existence. And that we would stand against any system that would promote death, hell, destruction, warfare, bloodshed, division, polytheism. But we would stand for true monotheism. We are many, but we are one. We are I and I. So we were created after the order of this magnificent creation. We are the quantum physics and quantum mechanics. We are the atom. We are the Adam. We are the Po in the Dogon. We are the Christ image. We are the image of the divine, invisible creator, creatress. And we are the image of the divine creation and universe. But along the way, something has happened. A no good, rotten system created by Satan using the wicked ruling class and wicked ruling families. And they, in turn, using wicked and weak puppet prime ministers and presidents and kings and queens, have now created a system that has reformed us through the educational system, through the media, through government and politics and their control over music. They control every facet of our lives and have reformed us to begin to think like the wicked ruling class and ruling families. So now, whereas naturally we would unite black, brown, red, yellow, and poor working class white, but because of our being reformed, the scripture says, born in sin and shaped in iniquity, the slave master doing the bidding of the house of Rothschild, the international bankers that controlled the whole slave system, colonialism, slavery, and exploitation in these recent days and times. We have been reformed. So now, black, brown, red, yellow, poor working class, black, brown, red, yellow, and white, we hate one another. We are divided against one another. We are divided along religious lines. We are divided along ethnic lines. We are divided along territorial lines. I live in America. You live in Africa. You live in Jamaica. You live in Asia. You live in the Middle East. You live in Europe. I live in New York. You live in California. You live in Massachusetts. You live in Nevada. And we're divided along territorial lines. And so we have been reshaped and reformed, born in sin, born into a sinful, nasty, rotten system, and shaped in iniquity, shaped to take on the mind of slavery, colonialism, slavery, and exploitation. We feel justified living in America and taking on the uniform and going across the seas and the waters to kill a sister and brother overseas. We feel justified to see someone poor, raggedy, naked, hungry, out of doors, suffer from the system, and we have no feeling. We look and see various peoples being destroyed economically and being defrauded, or having fraud committed on them by the system, the mortgage companies committing fraud on the people, pushing them out into the streets and we don't feel anything for our sister and our brother. So, a new creation. We must be created new again. We must be created into the newness of the mind of the Most High. And we're in Isaiah. Isaiah means Jehovah has saved. The word in the African Hebrew language is Yeshayah. Yeshayah. And that is found under the number 3470 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It is related to Yahushua, Yesha, so on and so forth. But if you start with Yah, which is the short form of Yehovah or Yahweh, Yahweh, Yehovah, which is the Yah, is found under the number 3050. But the root to that is 3068 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. Some say Yehovah. Some say Yahweh. But this word means the existing one. Some say the living one. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Yahweh, Yehovah, the Lord, as having the attributes of begetting and conceiving. So this is an African scientific word that causes us to understand the universal law of birth and existence. So the first law of science is cause and effect. And so the effects is the creation, and the cause is the Most High under the title or name Yehovah, many names, many titles, Allah, Brahm, so on and so forth. But we're dealing with Yahweh, Yehovah. So life, giving birth to life. Existence, giving birth to existence. The Almighty Father and Mother, giving birth to existence and life. The principle is that all human beings have a right to a full and complete existence and life, and all that goes into that which would provide a full and complete existence and life. What does that mean? Education, health care, land, wealth, resources, equal access to everything under the sun, equal access to the universe and creation. The root of Yehovah is 1961, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It's Hayah. It means to become, to be, to come to pass, to exist, to happen. Every human being has a right to be and become that which the Most High has determined for us to be. And the system is engineered to destroy our existence. Who are you? Who are you to be? Who are you to become? Are you just a UAW worker? Are you just a worker in a bank? Are you just a painter? Are you just an executive? Are you just a court reporter? Or is there something deeper to you, deeper to your existence? Your existence, my existence, is tied to the Most High. And we must become that which the Most High desires for us to become, to arise, to appear, to come into being, to be instituted, to be established. These are the attributes and characteristics that are tied to the name Yahweh, Yehovah. And so the system, see, in Africa, we had colleges and teaching and education that went into the child to bring out of the child those characteristics and attributes that the Most High put into that child. But today's system destroys the existence of the child, destroys that which was put into the child so that the child may become that which the Most High desires for that child to become. So, the solutions, create institutions and systems, create a new civilization, create the kingdom of God, queendom of God that's in heaven here and now on this earth, so that every human being may become that which the Most High has predetermined that we should become. The word Yasha, which is rooted in Yesha Yah, Yesha Yah, 3, 4, 6, 7, the Yesha is to save. The poor and the working class need to be saved, to be delivered. The poor and working class masses of the people of the earth need to be delivered from such wicked, rotten system, to be liberated. We need liberation from this oppressor and from all oppression, to be saved in battle. We are in a spiritual, mental, moral, and physical battle. We must be victorious, and our victory is based on the principles of life and existence and being and becoming and arising. Our weapon is the principle of life. Our weapons are the principles of life and existence, to save, to deliver, to save from moral troubles. See, the FBI and the CIA, they want us to be immoral so that when the time comes, like they have done with Jesse Jackson Jr., they will bring up your immorality into your face and destroy your career that may have been at the start engendered on behalf of the masses of the people. Remember that, I can't remember this man's name, former one who ran for president. He ran on behalf of poor people, but it was determined that he had an affair, and so his whole career was taken down in the 2008 election, and I believe in the 2011 election, 2012 election. I forget his name now. Nice looking Caucasian man, perfect hair, winning smile. But when the time came, the wicked powers took his immorality, put it in front of his face, put it in front of our face, and he was taken down. So we must be saved from our moral troubles. Avenging. The Most High wants to take vengeance on the wicked ruling class and wicked ruling families. Let us go to some of the scripture. Verse 13, chapter 65 of the book of Isaiah says, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, my servants shall eat, but ye shall be hungry. Behold, my servants shall drink, but ye shall be thirsty. Behold, my servants shall rejoice, but ye shall be ashamed. Who is speaking here? The Most High. Here we see the Most High is called Lord God. Now, the word Lord, uppercase L, lowercase O-R-D, is 136 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. It means my Lord, Lord of men, and Lord of God. Lord, a title spoken in place of Yahweh in Jewish display of reverence. So I would say the African Hebrew Israelite nation would sometimes use this word in place of Yahweh. This root of the word Adonai, am I pronouncing that correctly, sisters and brothers? Let me see. Adonai. adenoid. The root is 113 Adon, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. And Adon means firm, strong, Lord, master, reverence to men, superintendent of household of affairs. So we have this term used for men and women, I would say, people. And so this causes us to understand that the wicked ruling class are false lords and false masters. They have polluted and destroyed many aspects of creation. They have polluted and destroyed we, the masses of the poor working class, sisters and brothers of the human family. But when we take a title that Caesar had, such as Lord, and apply it to the Most High, we are saying that the real Lord in the universe is the Most High, Yahweh Yahovah. And Yahweh Yahovah means existence and living, the principles of existence and life for the whole of the human family. This word Lord applies to masters and husbands and prophets and governors and princes and kings, and I would say also queens as well. Theophanic angels, meaning angels that manifest in the physical realm. Captains. All of this is applicable to lords, those who are in control, those who are the owners. You've heard of landlords. Well, the original landlord is the Most High Yahweh Yahovah. The original landlord, the Lord of the universe, Lord of creation, Lord of the earth, is Yahweh Yahovah, father and mother, existence and living, the birth, the law of birth and existence. But this word Adon comes from Africa, Egypt, Kemet, Aton, Adon, Aton, Adon. If you say A and then dawn, you're looking at the dawning of the sun, the dawning of a new morning with the rising of the sun. Aton, the Aton sun disk, representation of Aton, the Most High, in the attribute of the sun as light and life and growth and vegetation and warmth and light and knowledge and wisdom and the illuminating of the mind and the illuminating of creation, which we look at as metaphor for illumination of the mind. So all of this is tied into the word Lord. Now, the word God here in this scripture is all uppercase, G-O-D. And so this causes us to see that we are looking at Yahweh Yahovah. Now, this is 3069, Yahovee, Yahovee. And the root here is 3068, Yahovah. And so Yahovah, Yahweh Yahovah, is existence and life. And the principle here is that all have a human right to existence and to life. So life is speaking here. The principles of existence and life. And so life says that my servants shall eat. My servants shall drink. My servants shall rejoice. And then conversely, the scripture says, quoting Yahweh Yahovah, quoting the principles of life and existence, you shall be hungry, you shall be thirsty, and you shall be ashamed. Who is the you here? Who is the servant? The servant literally is we who understand the message of life and existence and truth and justice and righteousness. But the servant also covers the poor and the working class masses of the people. The word servant is Evid, 5650, Hebrew site, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Slave, servant, man, servant, subjects, servants, worshippers of God, servants in a special sense as prophets and Levites, servants of Israel, Israel as the servant, and servants of Israel. Israel means the goddess Isis or Aset, and the Most High as Ra, the attribute of Ra as light and life and wisdom, and then El, and then El is Elohim, Eloha, and Elohim, and all of us are gods and goddesses, Elohim, children of the Most High. And so this word Israel is taken to mean to rule as God, and it is your destiny, poor working class masses of the people, black, brown, red, yellow, and poor working class white sisters and brothers. We are destined to become rulers as gods and goddesses, children of the Most High. So we are servants of Yahweh Yahovah. Who would not want to be a servant of life and existence? You that claim to be atheists, but if you are communist revolutionaries, you would readily admit that the principles of life and existence are driving you to stand up for truth, justice, and righteousness. Well, you are servants of Yahweh Yahovah. You are servants of the Most High Father and Mother. And so the servants shall eat. And the word eat is 398. Akav, Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. To eat, to devour, to burn up, to feed, to eat, to consume, to devour, to destroy by fire, to be wasted and destroyed. So you have different variations of the word eat. This wicked system is destructive to our structure, spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. So we are destroyed. But we shall destroy this wicked system. We shall eat, and we shall be able to eat and partake in eating spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. The whole universe will be produced for us, provided for us, that we may eat our fill of the universe, land, wealth, and resources. Eat our fill of knowledge and wisdom and understanding. You see, the oppressor will be done. The oppressor will be over. But it says, ye shall be hungry. Ye who? Who is the ye? Who is the you here? The wicked ruling class and ruling families. The word hungry is ra'av, to be hungry, to be voracious. Let me hit that word voracious right quick and see exactly what this word means. We don't want to guess at anything. Wanting, devouring great quantities of food, having a voracious appetite, having a very eager approach to an activity. Why? Because they will be without. They must reap what they have sown. So, in the past, the poor and the working class, the slave, the oppressed, went hungry. And the rich and the wealthy ruling class and families ate all the time. But you reap what you sow. The tables are reversed. And we, the poor working class masses of the people, the oppressed black, brown, red, yellow, and white, and we who understand that we are servants of the Most High, we will begin to eat. And we will begin to partake equally in creation. You shall eat, the servants shall eat, but the wicked shall go hungry. My servants shall drink. The word drink is shatah, 8354. Hebrew side, Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, to drink, to feast, to be drunk. It even means to drink of God's wrath, of slaughter, of wicked deeds. So the wicked will reap the wrath of life. Why? Because they have administered death, that which is opposite of life and existence. And going against life, they reap slaughter and death because of their wicked deeds. But we shall drink truth and justice and righteousness, and we shall be gathered to the banquet. This word here also means banquet. And remember what Jesus said about they who were the poor and the raggedy and the naked and the hungry and the out of doors, gather the dregs of society, that the bridegroom may have the feast and we may be at the banquet table of the universe. No more oppression, no more oppressor. Let's take this next break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.